Cambodia's economy relies on garment exports, tourism, and construction. Rural areas are largely untapped.
The government needs to work hard to diversify its export commodities, export products, add more value by processing more of the, say, agricultural production in the country, and thereby create more jobs in order to help the economy to grow faster.
Country Director Puto Kamayana says the Asian Development Bank is helping build roads, power plants, railways, and irrigation systems like this one in Kampong Thom province. Soem came here to plant in the dry season on her relative's plot, using water from the irrigation system.
In my home province, we have difficulty accessing water. It does not provide sufficient water like what we have here.
These development projects increase interest from investors wanting to plant export crops, such as rubber. China, Kuwait, and South Korea are among the countries that have signed deals with Cambodia's government to create large plantations. This 18-year-old plantation worker says he makes $120 a month, a decent wage for his family. While big plantations provide jobs, rights groups say they drive the price of land higher and force many small farmers off their land. Soem fears she might lose this land.
But we do not know what to do because the government has not issued land title on our place yet.
David Pred of Bridges Across Borders, a group that helps farmers, says big plantations are unsustainable because they leave many families with nothing.
I think it's inevitable that people are going to demand in greater numbers accountability and better governance from their leaders.
The government has granted nearly 1 million hectares to companies to develop plantations in the countryside, where 92% of poor Cambodians live. For them, the hope is that the plantations provide enough jobs to make up for the small farms lost. For producer Prosla Foot in Kampong Thom Province, Cambodia, Kate Pound Dawson, VOA News.